This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning client and returning guest. They were on the show back in December 18th. At that time, I felt that, you know, they've been on the show a couple times. And I said that the stock price was very undervalued, and it was at 0.0078. Even the CEO felt his disrespect for the valuation of his company. And now, almost 30 days later, if that, maybe a little bit over, the stock has moved up 100%. We're talking about no other than Seafair Exploration Corp. Well, look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is SFRX. Again, it's SFRX. And with us today is the CEO, president, and chairman of the company, Mr. Kyle Kennedy. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you. It's always good to be back. Thank you.
You know, I know that a lot of CEOs always think that their stock's undervalued and you know, blah, 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 this and blah, blah, that. But you truly believe in your heart of hearts, and you got to the top of the mountain and you shouted it out and say, look, you need to take a look at us because we're doing some incredible things. That being said, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla that's in the room.
Okay.
You got 400 billion shares of stock outstanding. A lot of people want to know, do you plan on doing a reverse split?
There you go. And you know what, Everett, I'm asked that all the time. The number of shares out there, to be precise, is a little over 4,700,000,000. It's a little over that. And certainly that's a lot of stock. And Everett,
absolutely.
What you see happening is a lot of little companies like ours. They have huge amounts of stock because they're forced into selling their stock to pay for the company's bills to keep them in business. And we are exactly in that equation. We have to sell stock every month to pay our bills. And when your stock is a penny, well, you don't get very much money for it. You sell a million shares and you get 10 grand. If it's under a penny, you're getting less than that. And if you're going to attract investors, so let me give you an example. For instance, let's say we're trading at a penny.
Okay.
And I ask somebody to invest into the company. Well, they can go into the open market and buy it at a penny.
Right.
So what is going to encourage them to invest into the company directly? Because if they invest into the company directly, they have to hold their stock for a minimum of 6 months.
Right.
And then after 6 months, they get a physical stock certificate, but they have to be able to deposit that physical stock certificate into a brokerage firm. And a lot of...
And which we know today, that's hard. A lot of them are not taking them.
Right. It's extremely difficult. So when an investor understands that, he says, what would motivate me to invest in your company rather than just buy it in the open market? So most companies will give their investor a discount.
Right.
And we typically give 25 to 30% discount. So we might say, all right, instead of investing at a penny, we're going to let you invest at 007. So now you're getting a better price than where the market currently is. That's not to say the market won't go down to 007 or 006 and you still have a loss in it, but at least you have a head start. Okay, so with that understanding, how a company raises money and they sell their stock at a discount, a lot of these little companies that lose money continually sell stock just like we do. And the number of issued shares continues to climb. Because every time they sell stock, even though it's restricted, it's considered issued shares.
Got it.
So your shares continue to climb. Well, a lot of little companies, when they get up to $1 billion, $2 billion, $4 billion, $8 billion, they'll do a reverse split. And what that means is if you had 4 billion shares and you did a 4-for-1 reverse,
you have 1 billion.
A billion.
Right.
Right. And shareholders hate that because they have less stock. That's the first problem. The second problem is that even though the stock jumps back to a price four times higher, in other words, if the stock was a penny and we did a 4-for-1, the new price might be 4 cents mm-hmm. instead of a penny, and your value would be the same at the end of the day. Your value would be the same. So what happens is, though, when it reverses back to that 4 cents, a lot of shareholders get very disappointed and upset, and they sell their stock, and it causes the 4 cents to go to, let's say, 3 cents. Then what happens is the company continues to sell stock. They continue to lose money. They've not done anything to change the company from a material standpoint, and it just completes another cycle. The stock goes down, they issue more stock, the more they issue, pretty soon they have to do another reverse, and the shareholders have even less. And so shareholders hate reverses for very good reasons. Now, there are points in time for a little company to reverse their stock. That point in time, at least in our situation, is when I materially change the company. And the question then becomes, well, Kyle, what do you mean by a material change? A material change is any event in our company that I no longer have to sell stock for a living, you know, to support the company.
Right. It's cash flow free.
Yeah. So what would trigger something like that? And I believe this year that we possibly have three different events that could trigger a material change in our company. The first is if we were to find in excess of $50 million in treasure. $5 million wouldn't really be material in my opinion. $50 million material, the reason being all these other companies out there and cable channels and media companies, they all want exclusive rights to film our story and film us digging up treasure if we are indeed finding treasure. And they'll pay us a lot of money to do that. And so if we find a significant amount of treasure, they will pay us enough money that I no longer have to raise money through the sale of stock.
Got it.
A second event would be, for instance, the blockchain business that we're doing to support our operations to create revenues. The blockchain business with blockchain logistics is going very, very well. And we're increasing our revenues, and there'll be a point in time that I think can occur this year that our revenues, our income from the blockchain will surpass our operational cost. When that takes place, that's a material event because now the company's actually making a profit and we're not having to sell stock. And then the third thing that could trigger this is this government grant that has been looming for this last year. I had almost just given up on it, but the grant department tells me that we are still in play and they still intend on doing it. So as long as they'll tell me they intend on doing it, I'll ride with them. I'm not going to say no for them, you know, but that's an event that would be a material event. And again, we don't have to sell stock. If we no longer have to sell stock, then what I can do is move us to the NASDAQ. And if I move us to the NASDAQ, that would be the appropriate time to do a reverse. First of all, something material would have occurred. All the shareholders will be super happy because their stock will be way up. When I do the reverse, it's timed so that the day the reverse occurs, you start trading on NASDAQ. Well, if that's our plan and that's what happens and we do a reverse and we start trading on NASDAQ, instead of going down like all these other little companies, instead the probabilities are greatly in our favor that we move up because now we can get a whole new shareholder base that we've never had before.
Right.
We can have institutional investors invest in our company. When we do a reverse, Everett, it's going to be because we did it at the right time for the right reasons, and we should not see that sell-off that most little companies experience because we will have changed dramatically the company. And so the shareholders need to understand there's reasons for everything that we do. And, you know, it's still a good question about a reverse, but we won't do it until the time is right. And by that time, they'll be very, very happy with their ownership.
Before I let you go today, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I'm going to change the subject just slightly. That I would like to reiterate.
Okay.
From the last time we talked, Everett, I told everybody that I thought our first quarter would be a significant quarter. And I still believe, and I'm going to double down on that and say this first quarter should be a turning point for our company. And between now, February and March, we should see if our company begins to turn, see if things begin to turn positive for the first time ever, and if these changes are going to occur. And the second thing I would add to that is as these changes occur and as it is positive, I would, again, caution them about selling out too early. People see a stock move from a penny to two pennies and they go, oh, my gosh, this is great. No, that's just the start for us. And so I would caution them on selling too early, and I would look for this quarter to be a turning point.
My guest today has been Kyle Kennedy. He is the CEO and president and chairman of Seafair Exploration Corp, OTC QB. You can find him under the ticker symbol SFRX. Kyle, I want to thank you for coming on the show. So far, you're right. I mean, your stock is moving in the right direction. Your message to the listeners and the stockholders is don't be a crybaby when this thing moves up 10, 20 times from where it's at, because you could miss the move. And I quite understand what you're saying. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully, you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.